And we ended up 2 hours later with the tide and this sun was a bit torrent, but we had it up to the back of the Grady White, which was 8 feet wide at the stern.
Yeah.
But there was a 300 horsepower Merck, so we couldn't reach it to bring it in. That son of a bitch was nearly 7 feet. Larry, and he was an experienced big fish fisherman, he said, it's got to be 80 pounds. But we got it up to the side just about to net it, and the goddamn hook came out, and it swam away. And he just sat there, fuck.
But you know, they're bigger when they get away. You're the one that got away, right, Story?
All of them, definitely. This is the biggest goddamn salmon I'd ever seen. And I had, you know, some cerium. And I brought in a 48 pounder one day up there for one of his co-vice presidents of Mexico. And so no fucking doubt it. He had a world record for Canada.
Yeah.
The biggest one they caught online is up in Alaska, was 92. And generally they don't get much longer, because I've seen them up at Sylvan Lake where I used to get my cartons for the big fish. From about 30 pounds up, they're about 5 feet long.
Not Sylvan Lake.
Deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah, but not Sylvan Lake. You
no,
meant...
No, we're talking about Comox.
Yeah, but you said Sylvan Lake.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah. And the biggest I ever caught was 2911.
Still a big fish.
Oh, it's still a big fish, but I was fishing with this friend of ours. His wife worked with Irene, and he was a guide at the Tai'i pool. And he took me out a few times, and I caught a big one. Well, at the Tai'i pool, you can't call it a Tai'i unless you're rowed by one of the guides, which he was. It's got to be on less than 12-pound test line. You have to be rowed. And 30 pounds, you get a bronze. You can call it a Tai'i, and you belong to the Tai'i club. And over 40 pounds is silver. And over 50 pounds is you get a gold. And one year, the year he won, he caught 5 fish in 2 months. But that was a lot of fish for that area for one guy. But anyways, when I took mine in, it was 2911. I didn't make the club.
Yeah, it's kind of, there's a few guys that in Hasar that go fishing once in a while. I just don't understand it though, like just take the Sunday morning off and go out and wait in the boat and wait for fish to bite, right? I've never done enough of it that doesn't...
Well, I totally relaxed when I did it. I love nature, and you go fishing alone, particularly a stream. You walk up those mountains, small mountain streams, and you're just alone with God. And
well, how much of that is due to just getting away from wife's yapping all the time?
Well, it's just getting away from everybody
yapping. Yeah.
As I said, you're with God alone, and whoever that is, and of course, some of the most. Oh, some of these mountain meadows are just, you know, when they're in bloom, which isn't much time of the year because they're up pretty high. Wild onions, wild raspberries, and the raspberries aren't much shit. They're not much bigger than your little fingernail. But goddamn, were they good. You got to pick for an hour to get a cup full. And the green onions, just grab a, you know, they're not more than 2 or 3 inches high up in the mouth. You just grab a handful and pull and kind of rub your hands over the roots because there's not much soil on them. You just eat the whole goddamn thing. And they also are delightful.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I just love that, and I miss it. And I haven't been fishing. You know, Steve promised to take me down the Bow River 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you couldn't do it, Dan.
Oh. Well,
I mean, 10 years ago, you were starting to have real problems.
Pardon me?
10 years ago, you were starting to have real health problems.
Well, I could have done it then, but there's no way I can go now.
Well, you'd be at risk. I mean, anything happens, you're dead.
Yeah, well,
of course, maybe that's the best way to die, too.
And I couldn't handle a fly rod now anyways. Christ.
Yeah. Hey, you notice there's no mosquitoes yet?
Pardon me?
There's no mosquitoes yet. It's weird.
Well, there's no mosquitoes and, what the hell else? Well, the dandelions are out down here. They're finally out. And,
they're starting.
It's behind season.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean.
Because even the poplars aren't out yet.
Well, with all the moisture on the ground, you would think there'd be tons of mosquitoes now, but. Again, it's pretty conflicting information out there. Some say it's way too dry, and others say they're getting stuck all the time because it's so muddy in all the fields.
It's very typical. It's not always the same in this everywhere.
Hmm.